Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pop Culture University, where we talk about what is going on in pop culture and see what we can learn from it. I am Patty Emminger. You may know me from TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube as Patty Pop Culture. If you're new here, thank you for clicking. If you're not, welcome back. It is a joyous day for pop culture fans. Euphoria came back today, and oh my god, the season premiere was so amazing. It gave me everything I wanted, and after a 2.5 year break, it was totally worth it. It delivered, and even more. I cannot wait for the rest of the season. The internet is quaking, and if you haven't watched it, what are you doing? Go and watch it. Don't fall behind, but don't worry, you won't fall behind on today's lessons because we're about to get into them. First, we're going to talk about the horrible breakup between Chris and Ian, the famous TikTokers that is shaking the internet and making everyone depressed and not believe in love. And then we're going to talk about one of Britney Spears' ex-husbands going to prison and what he did to deserve to get there. It is not cute. And then lastly, we're going to talk about something that's even less cute, and that's the fact that there was a bomb threat at Doja Cat's concert this weekend that resulted in someone going to jail. So yeah, there's a lot of unfortunate shit going on today, but we're gonna get into all of it and try to learn something from it. If you have not done so yet, please rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can quickly just give it a 5-star where you're listening. On Apple Podcasts, you can write a review. On Spotify, you can follow and all that stuff. It would be very much appreciated. And yeah, let's get into it. Welcome to Pop Culture University.
Sorry, hoes hate me because I'm the it girl. I ain't never asked to be the shit girl. Don't call me sis because I'm not your sister. You really need to come and get your mister. Seen all my ops linked up in the picture. Everybody look busted, injured. Stalking my page, bitch, probably want a scissor. Owl in the mouth like I kissed her. I be working, I make moves in silence. Hoes might never like me and I'm fine with it. Nasty, I'm a real nigga fantasy. I'll drop dead for a broke nigga, handle me. Do say, this rich bitch energy. Y'all little hoes still drinking that Hennessy. Messy, and I'm sick of y'all trying it. Bitch Garcia's bang, never finna buy shit.
Another couple has taught us that love truly does not exist because gay famous TikTok couple Chris Olsen and Ian Paget have broken up, and people haven't been this sad about men breaking up since One Direction. People have been mourning ever since Friday when it happened. And if you don't know them, they're just a cute couple on TikTok. They're kind of just like every couple on TikTok. They do cute videos, pranks, and vlogs, story times, and things like that. They're two white men with like brown hair, but they don't look alike. They're not a gay couple like that. That's not their vibe. But yeah, they were just a really, really beloved couple on Twitter. I think they each had like over 5 million followers. They had a huge following, so this was a huge disappointment. They were almost together for 2.5 years, and then they shockingly announced their breakup like true TikTokers would do using the currently trending TikTok audios. The one is the Beyonce that's like, wait, bring it back. I'm not ready yet. And it was like them getting ready to announce their breakup, and then it was the one that was like the one that you bob your neck to, and as they were bobbing their neck, they said, when you broke up, but you're still best friends. And they released a statement to E! News. In their statements, Ian said, the past couple of weeks have been difficult for Chris and me, but ultimately, he's my best friend and always will be. While we're not boyfriends anymore, we're excited to explore our new relationship moving forward. We thank everyone for their continued love and support. In a way, this is just the beginning. Chris gave his own statement. Let me tell you that. He said, I'll always have so much love for Ian. We've been through an incredible amount together and we'll always be connected in a beautiful way. While we're going to take some time apart and grow as individuals, this isn't the end of our time together, but a shift. I can't wait to keep cheering him on. Then they put a little joint statement out together. They said, not an end, just a shift. We love you forever to all of their fans. And their fans, just like I, were not expecting this at all. And the rug was kind of swept out below our feet because of this. Some fans kind of knew, they had some suspicions because They were making red carpet appearances without each other, and they were noticeably missing from each other's Instagram posts for a while. They were in each other's TikToks less, and if they were, it wasn't as like cute or flirty, and people were thinking that maybe they had a secret breakup or something like that. But Ian posted a year in review thing montage, and Chris was in it. So people took a breath of fresh air. They were so relieved. You know, they had us feeling better, like they were still together. And then boom, they announced their breakup. And the whole world was shook and shattered. It, like, I've never seen such TikTokers get so much heat for breaking up. This is even bigger than David and Liza when they broke up. It was on a whole other level. I'm going to read some tweets. Someone said, I've never been one to obsess over famous people, but Chris and Ian announcing their breakup literally ruined my weekend. Someone said, look, I know Chris and Ian are just TikTok famous and I don't know them personally, but their breakup has ruined me emotionally. I don't think I've ever been this upset about a breakup. Someone else said, I've cried more over Chris and Ian's breakup than I cried over all my personal breakups combined. This was a really personal one for people, and I completely agree. Chris and Ian meant a lot to a lot of people. They've been doing this TikTok game really ever since the beginning, and I remember seeing them right when they started and like were blowing up a little bit because I'm obviously on that side of TikTok, so I would see all the gay couples and stuff. And I remember seeing them when they only had like 10,000 followers and their pranks weren't that good. I honestly didn't think they would blow up, but I thought they were just so fucking cute together. So I wanted them to blow up, even though I didn't think they were like anything special, to be honest. Maybe I'm bad at scouting talent, but then they blew up and I was so fucking happy. And they really meant a lot to a lot of people, even more than the gays. They meant a lot to the straight and the gays alike. And it was really, really nice to see a gay couple adored so widely. Like they were on red carpets and just as big as like Addison and Bryce, I swear. And I feel like of Chris and Ian, Chris specifically meant a lot of people, and I think a lot of people are worried for Chris after this. Chris has struggled a lot with like depression and anxiety, and he always shares that on his Instagram story, and it's like super relatable seeing someone who's like in a minority and then like also having depression and anxiety. A lot of us can relate to that. Like a lot of people who are on TikTok and probably are listening to this podcast can relate to that. And you just sense that when he was with Ian, he just loved Ian a lot, and he loved to be loved by Ian, and Ian was something that made his day better and just like brightened up his world and gave him something to look forward to. And in their breakup TikToks, he seemed really, really sad, and that kind of like broke a lot of people because they saw tears behind his eyes and it looked like he was like about to break. And in all his TikToks since, he's had the same mood, like he didn't want it to end, and that it's like the knife was already jabbed into us, and it's just like twisting the knife seeing him now, and it makes me extremely sad for him. I love Ian so much, and it made just their whole breakup so much worse. 2022 was failing me. I'm just like all those people on Twitter. I've been sad literally for like 10 days straight. 2022 is bending me over, for lack of better words. There would truly be no one like Chris and Ian. Nick and Pierre, the other big gay couple on TikTok, they're nice, but they're not obtainable. People like unfollow them because they're too perfect and unattainable, and they don't hit you emotionally like Chris and Ian do, okay? It's not as intimate with the fans. So maybe it's time for a new gay supreme TikTok couple to arise. I'm single. I don't know if anyone rich wants to reach out and fill that void with me. I got some followers that we can launch that. I would love that. So sign into my DMs. And by the way, if I'm TikTok famous with someone, I'm making it work. Like I am not breaking up if I'm TikTok famous as much as they were. Like, we are making shmillions of dollars. We're going to fuck the check up and run this business. We're running this relationship into the ground. It's lasting until the fame lasts. It's surviving as long as the fame does. It's a business arrangement at this point, bitch. Let's PR relationship this shit. So I'm honestly surprised that they broke up. But they're real. That's why people like them. I don't think they would keep it going just for their TikTok followers. I think they think their followers deserve more than that. And they could still run TikToks individually. So, by the way, on Ian's TikTok, he follows me. So, hey, I'm just kidding. I would never do that to Chris. It would feel like betraying a friend. Like, I would truly not be able to morally do that. I would never. So anyway, what can we learn from this? I think we can learn that you can still be friends with someone you broke up with. Exes were such a big part of your life, and you don't have to forget them. I think you can celebrate your time together. They said they're going to be best friends, which I think is setting a great example. Their relationship was beautiful and it ended in a really respectful way. So if it ended in a respectful way, why turn someone you love into someone you hate? Celebrate those times together. Something else unfortunate from Britney Spears' past is coming back into the light of the day. She's been through a lot. So Britney Spears' ex-husband, Jason Alexander, is now in jail, where her family should be. He could share a cell with her dad. It'd be perfect. On December 30th, he was charged with a violation of a protection order and aggravated stalking because a woman pressed charges against him for stalking her in person. The victim is a woman who was not identified for her safety. We don't know what the relationship was, but that's not the point. She charged him with the crime and he was put in jail. And apparently he's done this in the past, which makes the charges even worse. So he was brought to jail and his bond was set for over $30,000. And well, nobody bailed him out. He was found guilty and then given 11 months and 29 days of probation, so until the end of the year, and he'll have to undergo a mental health screening and submit to random drug screenings. Sound familiar? Like Britney and her conservatorship. And can't have any contact with the female victim. Good luck to her. I don't know why they do that to creepy men. They just, like, let them out after they do shit like that. Like, the Kardashians have a stalker every single week who literally almost kills them or sends them Plan B pills and an engagement ring. And are clearly loony as fuck. And then they let them out of jail after like 24 hours. And they're like, good luck. Just don't do it again. And then they do it again. So he's on the loose. Look out for Britney Spears' ex-husband. And about this man and Britney. Insane story. If there wasn't enough insane stories from Britney's life. They were married for 55 hours in 2004. When they got married at the Little White Chapel. When they were both drunk in Vegas. To make this make sense, they were high school sweethearts. They did it in high school. They broke up at some point, and then they stayed kind of like distant friends, would talk every now and then. And then randomly, he said, Britney Spears invited him to Vegas. I think she was like going through a tough time with Kevin at that point, so maybe she wanted to be with someone else. So she invited him there, and he went, and they had a great weekend, and then they got married. Seems chill. Seems like a good plan. But you know, the minute Britney Spears' team and parents got a hold of this, they went in. He referred to them as the Men in Black. He said right after they found out that they got married, the Men in Black swooped in and made him sign an annulment. And that's why it didn't last very long. Britney's team made her and him get the wedding annulled because Britney didn't have a prenup and they wanted to save her money with an annulment. Like, it doesn't matter if you don't have a prenup or not. It's like the marriage never happened. Everyone gets to keep everything that's theirs. And that's probably a good thing. It clearly wasn't a thought-up decision. That's really the only good decision Britney's team and family has ever made for her. They also made him stop talking to her after that. An annulment takes 30 days to process, so they let her and him continue to be friends for 30 days, and then they took Britney's phone and changed the number on him so he couldn't contact her anymore. They were like, oh, you're trying to take her money in Vegas by marrying her? No, that's our money. That man probably wanted to marry her for money, and he thought he pulled a quick one, and they were like, nope, not on our watch. We're going to play the we're going to steal Britney's money game better than you are. And they ended that shit real quick. Why is Britney Spears' life like an episode of The Heist or like Mob Wives or something? Like, I feel very bad for her. I guess I am thankful for her team on this one. This man has a crazy past. He's been arrested twice. Three times in the past year now after this incident. In January, he was charged with a DUI and other drug-related possession charges. And then in August, he was arrested for trespassing into a non-secure area at the Nashville airport for suspicious behavior. So who the fuck knows what he was planning to do by doing that? But he was arrested twice. And the worst thing, if it could get any worse for this man's life, he took part in storming the Capitol last year and loves Trump and all of that. Tell me why Britney has been dodging bullets her whole life. Like, these bad people in her life, her family, were trying to save her from the even worse people in her life. It must be exhausting. No one should be allowed around Britney Spears without a mental health check. They think Britney needs a mental health check? No, bitch. Literally give people a mental health check before they are allowed to be within a 10-mile radius of Britney Spears. People think she's crazy? Maybe the people around her made her crazy. Anyway, what can we learn from this? Do not marry someone if you don't really know them. Even if you used to know them as a child, make sure you know them as an adult. They could have grown up to be a Trumpy. Look at those red flags. And probably just don't get married in Vegas unless it's a long-term healthy relationship and you just want to get married in Vegas because it's camp and aesthetic, like my mom. Shout out to you, Mom. Love you.
Make my own decisions. Oh. That's my prerogative.
The Idiot of the Week award goes to a Doja Cat concert goer. So at Doja Cat's Indiana concert on Saturday, a fan was getting impatient, waiting in line. So he thought it'd be a good idea to tell everyone around him that he has a bomb. Now, at Doja Cat's concert, it's totally okay to yell about having a bomb pussy to the lyrics, but it's not okay to yell about having a bomb. TMZ broke it down. They said a fan wanted to advance in line, so he exercised very poor judgment and told those around him that he had a bomb in his backpack. Obviously, it caused a lot of people to panic. It almost caused a stampede. Someone who went to the concert said, "We were considering leaving before the bomb threat happened because we saw the front of the line push everyone back and then we dipped out of there and we were not going back." Cops were called and no explosives were found and neither were any brain cells. Concert goer was arrested, as he should be, and put in jail. And he should be in the mentally impaired unit too. He did not get to see the show, which is an even worse punishment than going to jail, not being able to see Doja Cat live. I would say I feel bad for him, but I don't. This is literally the worst time he could have done this. Everyone is already scared to go to a concert. Let's not add even more panic to it, like a dumbass. With things like the Manchester bombing having happened too, not that long ago, that's still in all of our consciousness and everything with Astroworld and just all the shootings going on, he is stupid as fuck for saying this. He could have literally said anything else. Pretend that you know someone further up in the line. Like, literally do anything else. So I hope he stays in jail. I mean, he probably won't. He'll probably be out soon, but he spent the night there. For what I know, he is still there on Sunday today. So yeah. But not that wasn't the only drama that happened at that Doja Cat concert. Doja Cat also had to stop a fight during her concert because fans were fighting over drumsticks that she threw in the crowd. Let me play the video.
Chill, 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 chill. Don't be doing that. Listen. No fighting. I don't want to see that shit. I don't like that at all. For real. I care about you and it's way too cold out here for that shit. I love you. Do you love me still, even though I yelled at you?
I love how she handled that. Doja Cat was like, "Not you guys making me look bad." I totally get it though, like fighting over something someone throws in the crowd. I'd probably do that too. I was at Ariana Grande's Sweetener World Tour and her and all of her background dancers were like throwing necklaces into the crowd during Bloodline and one was coming towards me and I was in the last row of like section one and I literally was like an NFL football player and I like jumped back and went over the seat. I fell over the seat in the back hits the ground to catch this necklace and I caught it. Everyone was looking at me like a fucking psychopath. I don't think Ariana saw it. But I looked crazy, but I still have that necklace to this day, and I still wear it and love it. It's in a box of memories that I cherish. So I totally get, risking your life to catch something that your favorite artist throws into the crowd. Anyway, Doja is really smart for starting problems before they happen. That's how you should do it. Be preventative, Travis. And she also saw them fighting in the crowd. Suspicious that she saw them, Travis, after he claimed he didn't see them. Mr. Auto-Tune Man. Anyway, what can we learn from this? Don't make going to concerts or going out in public, for that matter, more stressful for anyone. People are scared enough. Be a good civilian. Make everyone feel safe and make concerts a safe place. They want to pit us against each other when we succeed. And for no reason, they want to see us end up like we Regina or Mean Girls. Princess or queen, tomboy or king. You've heard a lot, you've never seen. Mother Earth, Mother Mary, rise to the top. Divine feminine, I'm feminine. Woman, let me be a woman. So thank you for joining me on Pop Culture University today. I hope you had fun and learned something and just liked hanging out with me. Let's review what we learned. From Chris and Ian, we learned you can be friends with someone you broke up with. Exes are such a big part of your life. Celebrate the time you had together. From Britney Spears' ex going to jail, we learned do not marry someone you do not know well enough. Really spend that quality time together. And just because you're trapped in the same house during COVID doesn't mean it's quality time. You have to give it real ass time. And from Doja Cat's concert fiascos. We learned, do your part in making public spaces a safe place, and just don't be an idiot out in public. Again, thank you for tuning into Pop Culture University today. I am Patty Pop Culture. And before you leave, if you can just rate us, you're already on the Spotify or Apple podcast page. Just give us a 5-star and follow us. It means so much. So thank you so much. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time. Class dismissed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.